Baruch Hashem, it is day number 17 of our daily study of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, and you're going to see a real big contrast now between the next few days and the past few days. The past few days, we were studying 51 mitzvahs over the course of 4 days, and that's because, as I've mentioned many times, the way we're studying Sefer HaMitzvahs is not that we're going 1 through 613 in order, but rather we're studying mitzvahs as they correspond to the subject matter that's currently being studied in the 3 chapters a day track of studying the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. Well, the past 4 days, we were in Mishneh Torah, we were learning Hilchas Avedis Kechavim, the laws of the prohibition of idol worship. And we had 51 mitzvahs in those chapters, 12 chapters divided over 3 chapters a day, so that's 4 days. So every day we had over 10 mitzvahs to learn. Now watch what happens. Today we're starting Hilchas Tshuva, the laws of repentance. And in the laws of repentance, there are 10 chapters of the laws of repentance. So that's going to take us 4 days, right? Because 10 divided by 3 is 3, remainder 1. So on the 4th day, actually, we'll be finishing the Hilchas Tshuva, and we'll be starting the next set of laws, which happens to be the laws of the recitation of Shema. Get ready for that. But we're going to have 4 days where we study the mitzvahs that pertain to the laws of Teshuva, of repentance. But there's only one mitzvah. There's only one biblical commandment that is studied in these 10 chapters. That's the way that Torah is, that sometimes you have one mitzvah whose explanation is very elaborate, and it takes a lot more explanation and elucidation to bring it out, how to actually do it. And this is a prime example of that. We have 10 chapters all on Teshuvah, on repentance, and it's only based on one biblical commandment. So I'm going to go slowly and just do a little bit about, because we're going to be studying the same mitzvah for 4 days. So I'll just do a little bit about this mitzvah every day. What is the mitzvah? I didn't tell you yet. You're going to say, well, what mitzvah has to do with teshuva, with repentance? I'll tell you what mitzvah has to do with repentance. The mitzvah of, I'll say first of all the number. Positive commandment number 73 is confession of sins, to confess our sins. When we do teshuva, when we repent, to verbally confess our sins. Now, a lot of Jews, unfortunately, associate confession of sins with some non-Jewish contexts. And that's out of ignorance that they believe that. So I am happy to be able to inform anyone who does not know that confession is a mitzvah, a biblical commandment in the Jewish religion. But you should know that this confession that we're talking about is not made to a human being. No, this confession is made directly to Hashem. It is part of our prayers, and it is called vidui. And vidui is also part of our formal prayers that we pray, which is of rabbinic origin. But there is also a biblical concept of prayer, which is to communicate with Hashem directly. And one of those forms of communication is to express our remorse over any wrongdoing. So when we're doing teshuva for our sins, when we're repenting for our sins, we should verbally articulate to Hashem, Chatosi, Avisi, Peshaiti, I've sinned, I've transgressed, I've committed iniquity, if that's how you translate those 3 synonyms. Each one has a little bit different shade of meaning. But anyway, that's the formula generally that's used for introducing one's confession, and then one is supposed to verbally articulate precisely what one did wrong, and to say this before Hashem. So that is mitzvah number 73. The confession of sins, and we will learn more about this mitzvah over the next few days. We'll see you tomorrow.